If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Here's the thing, okay? Now, you know why I believe Soto was going to break out this weekend. And I don't think that I was alone. I mean, maybe the numbers that I went out there was a little exaggerated. But I really thought that Soto would respond and show up in a big way and finally put to bed any of the thoughts that he's uncomfortable here with the Mets and get the Yankee stuff behind him and move forward and thrive in that environment. And Carlos Mendoza said something after the game last night that to me registered. He said, well, nothing changed with Juan Soto, meaning like he wasn't affected by the 50,000 booing him. And that to me is a problem. Something needed to change because I don't care which way you slice it. And the numbers obviously were bad. He had an unimpactful, uneventful series. And it was the Juan Soto series. We could get to the layers of the Yankees taking two out of three to the Mets and all those different things. But it was about Juan Soto. To me, it is clear. Nobody can dispute that Juan Soto is not himself and just does not look comfortable with the New York Mets.
I agree, but now we need to figure out why. You know, and it's one thing, and we saw this early in the year. We talked about it as well. All right, it's early, getting used to the Mets. It's early. And he wasn't playing horrendously, just didn't quite look like Juan Soto, as we said. And we're like, well where's the shuffle?
Yeah.
Where's that electric intensity or that electric presence that you guys were so pumped up about and I enjoyed so much for a year? But now the next question, and this is when it's kind of like where everything's overlapping now. Where was the hustle last night? Of all the things, the 1-for-10, the zero extra base hits, the strikeouts, the fairly empty three-game series against the Yankees, which was largely more symbolic. I didn't get too into it. Like, I said, I hope Judge does great. I hope the Yankees win a couple. I hope Soto takes a few collars. But I'm not like a crazy Subway Series. I didn't overstate the value of this. But when he didn't hustle down the line, is that embarrassment? Because sometimes when you are embarrassed, you almost disengage. That's definitely one human protective mode. Or is that just him being not confused, but just
Frustrated?
Definitely frustrated. But yeah, a little bit of everything. Like, to me, that was the one thing. We could sit here and talk about a lot of things from a baseball perspective, not busting hump down the line. It was tied at that point. In a tie game.
Yeah, because I was expecting they hit a home run off of Williams to give him the lead.
Devin Williams is unacceptable.
Yeah, and that moment, I'd be lying to you if I said it didn't bother me. Now, I don't think it was the worst case of lack of hustle. He realized what he did right away and started to pick it up again and run down the line, but still inexcusable. My bigger issue is just the body language. It's plain as day. Remember when I was criticizing Soto a couple weeks ago, whatever, for his numbers and the performance, and there's some pushback, oh, blah, blah. It's not about his talent. Like, this is not Jason Bay level of concern. Nobody's curious or concerned or worried about Juan Soto being washed up. It's that he, invisible sight, is not comfortable. Andy Martino, I don't know if you read this one, and I got to give it to you during the break. He wrote for SNY.TV. I was reading it yesterday a little bit during the game. Talked about Starling Marte trying to be an influence on Soto and make him feel comfortable. Remember the Mets do this silly thing where, like, they hit a home run, then they'll pose
the
for
picture.
The camera.
Yeah, about 2 weeks ago, he kind of checked out of the picture early.
Correct.
We brought that up briefly,
yeah.
Sure.
And
right in the corner of the dugout.
And Marte went and grabbed him and said, hey, here, this is what we do. Now, Soto is, maybe that doesn't make him comfortable. Some people, like me personally, I don't, I mean, I think it's fun, sure, but I like the professionalism.
Mm-hmm.
I know today's day and age, everybody does the fun stuff. But if Juan Soto doesn't feel comfortable posing for the picture because he thinks it's foolish, I understand what Marte was trying to do and trying to get him along and make him know what the Mets do. I don't want Juan Soto to fall in line to what the Mets do. I want Juan Soto to be Juan Soto. And maybe there... Now, look, BT, maybe in a couple of months, it'll work and Juan Soto will feel more comfortable. Or maybe they just need to let the animal that they signed for $765 million be himself. Let him, if he wants to sit in the corner of the dugout on his own and not celebrate after, I don't care. I, though, need to see the impact from Juan Soto. I need to see Soto feeling himself. People are like, oh, who cares about the shuffle? That is imperative because that's who he's been, and that's not there. And he clearly, for whatever reason, does not feel comfortable with the New York Mets, and that is a problem, especially when you start to think about the other guys. You know, Lindor had a rough series. Alonso's starting to come back down to earth.
Mm.
The Mets, it got overlooked because they were playing well to start. They are going to need Juan Soto to be Juan Soto, and for whatever reason, he isn't.
Okay, so the easiest thing for me or anybody to say is, well, maybe he's not happy with the Mets. I don't know that. I think that's too easy. It's almost lazy still, so I'm not going to reach for that. But the one thing I'm going to push back on about, like, letting him be himself,
yeah.
That would make a lot more sense to me, or it would fit his personality more if he was very much a figure in solitude a year ago with the Yankees. He was in the middle of all those celebrations. It's not like he went from, you know, this if he was a lonely figure a year ago, you know what I mean? And, like, he just went about his job, and he hit 40 home runs and had 109 RBIs, but he was very disconnected from the team celebrations, you know what I mean? I'd say, okay, Juan just wants to play baseball. But last year, remember how the Yankees, and they do it still, but how they end every win. All the three outfielders run, they jump on each other. He was in the middle of that. Every celebration, he had to, whatever he was doing with Judge, this thing. Like, he seems to like that. He's not averse to that. And now this year, I'm not saying it's because he's a Met, but he doesn't look happy.
Okay, well, let's dissect it one step further, because I'm not saying he doesn't want to be, you know, celebrate or have fun, but do you think, right or wrong, and I'm not saying it's wrong, I'm just trying to call it how it is, do you think that there is a certain level of professionalism that the Yankees have that the Mets, with the OMG stuff, or maybe with the over-the-top celebrations at times, again, I'm not knocking it.
I got you.
It was a great strength a year ago, so I wouldn't get away from that, but is it fair to say that the Yankees hold themselves a little more in a professional manner than the Mets?
Honestly, I don't think so.
Okay. I mean, I know what you said.
I'm trying to get some answers here. I think, sure, historically, yeah, I mean, you know, the Yankees, the Brooks brothers, you know, navy blue, pinstripe, very faint pinstripe suit, white crisp shirt, you know, oxblood loafers.
But even the celebration seems...
Yeah, but think about this. The Mets celebrations aren't quite what they were a year ago. There's no OMG sign.
Right.
There's no grimace. There's no... Like, it's just, you hit a home run, you get to the corner of the dugout, you take a picture. Just like Seattle, when they go yard, they've got that big pitchfork or whatever they have out there. The chains, the Toronto Blue Jays have the jacket.
But maybe he wouldn't like that. I don't...
Maybe not, but I don't know. I've always looked at Juan Soto as a guy with, and the kids will relate to this, a lot of swag, a lot of drip.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of bounce, a lot of presence, loving the big time stage. It just seems like his personality's changed a bit. Like, if he was this way a year ago, then I'd say, and I still think he's going to hit. He's not going to have a great first year, I don't think, but he's still going to have, he's better than this. We know that. I just feel like he's changed. Now, remember, when he was with the Padres and the Nationals, you guys would see him when he rolled in to play the Mets. I would watch SMR, I'd watch some games, obviously, Padres, Interleague, whatever. We didn't see him day to day. But I saw him, and we saw him day-to-day a year ago. And last year, day-to-day, he seemed happier.
Right.
He did.
I don't know. I don't know if I would use the term happy. You could. I would just say that.
Comfortable?
Well,
just different.
Because happy, happy makes it sound like, well, he's happy. And look, maybe he was. I would not use that. But I know the Juan Soto that we have watched with the Mets so far is not the Juan Soto that I've seen his entire career.
I agree.
Whether it be with the Nationals, Yankees, Padres, whatever, World Series, biggest stages, he thrives. And this weekend series, to me, confirmed that it might be a while if we see that from Juan Soto, meaning it could be a few months, it could be next year. I I am no longer going to expect that Juan Soto is going to show up in a big series anymore because he hasn't. We're approaching Memorial Day. It's the Phillies. Oh, all right, big series, good pitching. This is where he thrives. The Yankees at Yankee Stadium, the return, you know he wanted to stick it to the Yankees and really had one good at-bat. That was the one where he hit hard on Saturday back up the middle where Volpe had him played perfectly. Ah. I thought that was a moment where he was going to do damage right there. He did hit the ball hard, but he obviously hit it right at Volpe. But overall, that was a terribly disappointing performance from Juan Soto. He's been awful at runners in scoring position. Whatever the reasons are, it is clear Juan Soto is not himself. BT and Sal on the Fan. We'll get to the Knicks when we come back in a little bit. Let's get to your calls here on the Subway Series and Soto. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Rob is in Tom's River. What's up, Rob?
What's going on, gentlemen? I called a couple of weeks ago. I talked about how I was annoyed, but I wasn't upset yet with Juan Soto. Let me preface this by saying it has nothing to do with the fact that they played the Yankees this weekend. They could have played the Rockies. They could have played the Phillies. They could have played anybody. He doesn't look like he wants to be here. That ground ball in the eighth inning to second base where, you know, any amount of hustle has that, maybe him beating that out.
Yep.
It just looked like he had no care in the world to beat that out, to hustle for his team. And I don't know where that's coming from. At this point, I'm pissed. I really am.
I can't blame you, Rob, and thank you for the call.
Now, there's a difference between being, you know, obviously pissed off and angry, which I get, and concerned. And that's an interesting line to straddle.
And I'm not concerned, and I don't think Rob or any other Met fans are concerned, but I'd be lying to you if I said I wasn't bothered. I'm more, like, at this point, I'm beyond the pissed off and angry. Remember, I felt that way a couple weeks ago. I am actually stunned that Juan Soto played the way that he did in these three games. Like,
well,
He had no impact.
No, he had zero, man.
He's had a couple stolen. He had one hit.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, a single. What? This guy's an animal. The reason why you go get a guy like that is not because he walks or gets on base. They can tell you that that's what the contract is, sure, but it's because there is no moment that's big, too big for Juan Soto. He thrives in those spots. What bigger moment in the regular season than Subway Series, his return to Yankee Stadium with everybody getting on him?
I got to tell you, I really thought the way he started the weekend, I thought he was going to have a big series. I didn't necessarily think he was going to play well going into the series, but the way he interacted with the fans, I thought it was very classy. I thought it was very a very good, effective way to almost disarm them. Like, if somebody's out there with the vitriol and you take your cat off and you salute them and you tap your heart, and it wasn't like a mock, you can, as a Yankee fan and a guy that I watched a year ago, I'm like, all right, you know what? He's showing respect. Like, it was sincere respect. It was like, I know what's coming.
Yeah.
I left you for a lot of money for the team across town. This is what we all know what we're going to do here, but I enjoyed my 1 year here. And I thought that would loosen him up a little. If he was tight his first almost two months or so with the New York Mets, I thought that was going to loosen him up, and it didn't. And the only thing about Soto, and not to get into the Tucker stuff at all, but when we, that's not why I myself differentiate between great hitter and great player. Because when Juan Soto's not hitting, he's not impacting the game.
All right, now that is a different conversation.
It is, and I'm not even trying to go back there, but you saw it this weekend.
I just want Juan Soto. That's all that I want. I want the Juan Soto that the Yankees had a year ago, that the Mets thought that the Nationals had when they won a World Series, the one that the Mets thought that they were getting. So my question is, why is he not feeling himself? And by the way, this is not speculation. This is now reported fact where he said, oh, you know, the shuffle will come at some point, or you just got to get comfortable. Andy Martino with the article with Marte, talking about how Marte's trying to make him one of the guys. And I'm not saying that you got to sit there and be in the dugout in isolation. I'm just saying that I want him to be comfortable. And if that means that he doesn't want to pose for the camera in what he may feel is a silly celebration, or he doesn't feel like doing it for whatever reason, I don't care.
But don't you think that has an adverse effect on the chemistry of the team? What was the Mets' greatest strength a year ago? Probably chemistry.
Right, okay. But,
and then starting, like, you can do some baseball things, sure, but their chemistry was amazing.
Maybe, but let him figure it out on his own. Because
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I want him to be himself more than I'm. The chemistry around him will be fine.
Yeah.
I still think it is. But he's trying to maybe get acclimated. They're either trying to get him to fit in or he wants to fit in. And for whatever reason, he hasn't. I just want him to be him. The Juan Soto that the Mets paid, the one that I fell in love with, I don't need him to be different or be looser or whatever. No. I want that animal. What's it going to take to get Juan Soto to feel himself or be comfortable? I mean, it could take a full season.
It could take a walk-off, you know, next game. It could be a week where he's NL Player of the Week, when it can be a night where he hits three home runs. It could be a night where he does something special, or he can have a Carlos Beltran type of first season with the Mets. That's off the table now, guys. When you have, again, there's a lot of ball to go, and the Mets are good. I know that the lead has shrunk. Mets have some things they got to work on, the corner defense, and we'll get to all this stuff, obviously. Yeah. I mean, Pete Alonso throwing the baseball is disgusting. I can't watch it anymore. I mean, it's absolutely disgraceful the way he throws a baseball. How do you throw a ball like that when you're 30 years old? But the point is, I don't understand it. Like, I do think that for Juan Soto to bust out, he's got to tap into something that we really haven't seen since day one when he put on that Mets uniform. Day one.
Tom is in Cranford, New Jersey. What's up, Tom?
How you doing, guys?
Hey, what's up, Tommy?
My issue is here's another superstar player that gets the big contract, and the year he gets the big contract, he just falls apart. I mean, has anybody thought about that?
You know, I don't think that's fair, Tommy. I'm not going to say that you're wrong because I don't know what he's doing. Like, you know, is there 15% less cage work? Is he 10% less in the weight room? I don't know, but I would not be unfair to Soto in that. I think he's a ball player who only loves baseball. But to say that he's or to think that maybe he signed it and is now checked out a bit, I think that that's unfair to him. I'm not saying that. No way. Not yet. That's for sure. Not yet.
Okay. That's fair.
That's early to say that, man.
We'll see what the rest of the season brings.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what it comes down to.
Yeah, I would not say, and thank you for the call, Tom.
Buddy.
We appreciate checking in. You're right, BT. It's not like Juan Soto has never looked like the Juan Soto of old in a Mets uniform. He did that first game. That was Juan Soto, even that first weekend against the Astros. He was Juan Soto. All right, Hader got him, but it was still a tremendous at-bat. That was Juan Soto. You saw the Soto shuffles earlier on in the year. What has happened to Juan Soto? It's not concern. It's not buyer's remorse. Something is clearly off, and I just want to know what it is and why he doesn't feel comfortable. whether he's second-guessing himself, whatever. I mean, he made the decision. He's going to have to live with it. But and maybe that could take a while to feel comfortable in your decision and not overthink things or whatever it may be. But this is not him. Even if the numbers were still what they are, but I was seeing that shuffle, I'd be okay with
it. Yeah.
You could look at the hard hit rate and say, well, he's hitting balls. That's why we're not concerned about Soto, his ability.
Nope.
I'm concerned about his mentality. I want that shuffle. I want that animal that I love in Juan Soto. Where is it and why isn't it here right now?
I don't know. Listen, his teammates just have to, insulate him and make him feel welcome. I'm sure they've done a good job of that, but eventually, the onus is on Juan Soto. He's the one digging in the box, and he's the one who's got to start making this money and earning this money, I should say. And I do think he will. You know, though, I'll tell you, though, as I think about this, and we're going through a lot of different possibilities and thought processes, and we're just throwing darts here, but it's obvious he doesn't look like the player that he needs to look like yet. We may have really undersold his inability to get away from his decision to leave the Yankees because the Yankees are here. Like, if he left and went to the Dodgers, hey, that's 3,000 miles away.
Yeah.
He cannot escape this. And when we talked about the monumental impact when you take the Yankees, the platinum franchise, and willingly go to the Mets, we're like, wow, that is a rearrangement of the planets in terms of the way we perceive these teams, both of them. But the day-to-day Yankee fans, this, that, you can't run away from it. And maybe it's just beating him down, man.
I think it's an excellent point. I'm not sure. I was talking to some former players about this before this series. This is a while ago. And talking about, like, man, does he... Because I was saying, like, if I had the chance to talk to Soto, one day we will, but if I had the chance, I'd be like, man, do you understand the magnitude of what you did? And the former player was like, doesn't care. Like, that's a fan thing or a media thing or a city thing. Doesn't care. I don't know if I believe that 100%. Mm-hmm. I believe it, but I think you bring up an excellent point. Like, he can't help but hear it. He's been asked about it multiple times throughout the course of the season so far. Do you miss the Yankees? Are you happy with the Mets? Blah, blah, blah. Now he dealt with it firsthand going back there in the Bronx and feeling those 50,000. And while I thought he handled it perfectly as far as his mentality, which is why I love him, like, that shows that he still gets it. He wasn't intimidated at all. He didn't cower. He wasn't afraid of the bleacher creatures. He wasn't afraid of all the boos. He welcomed it. He just doesn't look like himself, and himself is, when there's a big spot, he's going to do damage. He has not done that at all. Yankee series or prior, he's been awful with runners in scoring position, and we need to figure out why that is.
Yep. Oh, he's got to figure out why that is. Right. We can throw things on the air all day, but I the fear is this, too, is that there's no guarantee it doesn't get worse. As this thing builds and festers, it depending upon how he internalizes this, it could get worse. It could.
Come on, man.
Rough weekend.
I don't know if it could get worse than what we saw over the weekend. BT, the Knicks are headed to the Eastern Conference Finals. We hope that they would. We expected that they would on Friday night. They did it in incredible fashion, blowing the doors off the Celtics. What was a garden party all night long. They're partying in the streets, and here we go. Knicks Pacers coming up Wednesday night.
Listen, this is going to be absolutely insane. Great job by the Knicks. It was almost like I was getting bored. Isn't that crazy?
I know.
Like, it was such a whitewash, and I'm like, can you give me a little theater so that the Celtics fans think for a second that they could come in and maybe make a little run? No, three-point bomb, dunk, ISO, mid-range, three-point bomb, Celtic, clank, 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 clank. What an absolute utter destruction, and what an absolute awesome night. And here's the observation that I come away with, okay? Now, of course, we'll get into the every single game. Game one is Wednesday. Knicks, by the way, do you want to take a guess at what they are for the series?
I have not seen this.
I was pretty close when I guessed last week.
Minus 135-ish?
I said that. It's minus 150.
Okay.
Knicks are minus 150. Indies plus 125. Game one, Knicks minus 4.5 at the Garden. Game one is Wednesday. So I did say this a lot about the Knicks. Like, some of my reservations and criticisms have been levied at the head coach. You guys know that. Great job by Tom Thibodeau. They were clearly ready to play. They clearly made adjustments.
Hey, they look totally different with the offense and the spacing and all that stuff.
But do you know why they really, truly look different? And this is my bigger point. And I not that I hate to push it forward so early, but I'm going to for a second. Karl Anthony Towns. Now, he doesn't need me to hand it out to him. But symbolically, Knicks fans, you cannot deny that that man needed to earn a... If you're old enough, you really appreciate what I'm about to say. a true Nick Stripe. He needed to, and listen, great that you're an all-star center. Great that you had a really good regular season, 25 points, whatever you did. This is where you've got to earn the stripe of toughness. And that's the one thing that we all questioned, right? He had guards in the post during the series. He didn't take advantage. He was passing up shots. Too often indifferent or disconnected or disjointed from the offense. Karl Anthony Towns came out from the opening tip with intention. Karl Anthony Towns came out with focus. He was decisive. And I think a lot of us, and we're not wrong, but I'm going to push it forward more. Bigger picture again. I think we all look at Josh Hart as the one who keeps the Knicks motor high night to night, game to game, diving after loose balls, going to, you know, 94 feet on the break, getting rebounds, everything he does. Karl Anthony Towns, when he plays that way, I don't need 35 and 15 points and 5 blocks. I don't need that. But if that man plays with that passion and that focus and that intention to do damage, the Knicks will win the championship. And I'm not even looking to get a clip here.
No.
Oh, wow, the Knicks are going to win. I'm just telling, when he plays like that, I don't think anybody could beat him.
See, I've always felt like if the Knicks weren't going to win a title, it wasn't going to be because of the head coach. It was going to be because their stars aren't good enough. And now, and by the way, like we talk about, well, we'll layer this out as we get closer to the series, you know, tomorrow, whatever, Wednesday, and then during the series. But, you know, there's only 8 wins to go here. So all the, well, you need this guy to do this and that and this consistently. You don't even have to have that consistently anymore. You just got to figure out for 8 more wins. But to me, are their stars going to perform at a higher level more often than not the rest of the way? That will be the difference or not in them winning a championship. But I loved what I saw in that they beat the Celtics in a different way on Friday.
Yep.
Adjusted from what was an embarrassing game 5 and beat them in a different one. They went in with the right mentality. Not just Towns to me, it was everybody that went in with a killer mentality. And then once the shots finally started to fall, late first quarter, that was it. Done. Toast. Their defensive intensity and energy.
Mitch Robinson. Dude, at one point, I mean, guarded 5 guys.
How about
5? He switched on 5 Celtics. What, the play that wound up in the corner? I mean, he switched on 5 guys.
His footwork on the perimeter, incredible. It's why we talked about it this year. You know why I love Mitch? Now, again, the free throw shooting can be a problem. Can somebody expose that in a short series? Maybe Indiana. Maybe OKC. Whoever makes it out of the West, if the Knicks are fortunate to get there. But his defense makes all the difference in the world. The Knicks showed on Friday night that they can be a defensive team. Now, again, it is against the Celtics who are limited, but even the Celtics then versus what the Pacers are now,
I don't think
the Pacers are going to be easy.
No, me neither. I'm not saying that.
But it does feel, maybe outside of OKC, that the toughest roadblocks are out of the way.
I think this would be a very deep series. I wouldn't be surprised if they go to Indy 1-1. But again, like this is not 4 or 5. I think probably 7-ish.
Yeah.
Definitely at least 6, and we can get into that deeper. You know, to me, like, okay, Jalen Brunson can be a little bit more efficient in certain games. Josh Hart, I don't know what Josh Hart can do to raise his game. Mikal Bridges has had real influence here. I don't know that there's quite another level, maybe a little more consistency, whatever.
Yep.
Same with OG Anunoby. Now, Deuce remains an interesting key. Deuce McBride, looking better off the bench, obviously can propel that second unit to do big things. But my point really about Cat, when the Knicks come out of the tunnel and they come out with passive, intermittently aggressive or engaged Karl Anthony Towns, that team's winning nothing. When, in terms of championships, when Karl Anthony Towns comes out of the tunnel the way he came out the other night, then again, there's no limits, and I believe that they can win the championship. And now the onus is on him to continue to replicate that.
Yeah.
Like, the one thing that it's funny, talk about Soto. Now, baseball is a little tougher because if you go 0 for 10, it might look like the effort's not there. And I know we didn't bust it down the line. I'm not just talking about Soto. When you struggle in baseball and you're in a slump hitting, it's easy to look disengaged. But in the NBA, in a sport where you can make plays with effort and burst and just energy, now I'm holding him to that standard the rest of his Knick career, and you bet your ass the rest of this NBA playoff run. If I don't see, and I don't mean he's got to hit 5 threes and drop 30. I'm not saying that. I've got to see him moving with purpose. You get the ball top of the circle. You got a little room. 1 dribble, 2 dribble, go. And if that guy shows up, it's going to be a lot of fun around here.
And either way, BT, it already is a lot of fun where we have the Knicks do something they haven't done in 25 years. It predates my career.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Last time the Knicks were in the NBA Eastern Conference Finals, I was working at Home Depot, for goodness sake.
I saw Licata, Licata aisle 3, wrenches and bolts. Licata, please report to aisle 3.
Exactly. Where were you at that point?
South of the parking lot.
Yeah. Listening to the Knicks game or maybe something else going on. Where were you at that point? You were in Vegas or Detroit?
So we'll go back to 2000. My first radio job was 99 in Allentown, Pennsylvania. It's 2000. I just moved out to Vegas for a national network that's no longer around.
So think about how many, everybody out there, think about how many things have happened in your life since the last time the Knicks were this far, and now we get another best of 7 here. We could talk about whether they have to win it and take advantage of the opportunity and all those different things. But just enjoy the fact that we're going to get to dive into another best of 7 with the Knicks having home court with a chance to go to the NBA Finals.
Knicks fan, there's not a fan base that deserves this more than the Knicks fan base in our city.
BT and Sal on the fan. Bill is in Brick, New Jersey. What's up, Bill?
Gentlemen, this is not a pinstripe town. This is orange and blue, BT. Go New York Knicks. Take them Pacers. Let's go, buddy.
Yeah, how to take down the Hicks.
There you go, Bill.
To take down the Hicks.
There would not be a better opponent in my mind to beat to get to the final. I know what happened in 94, 93, 94.
Mm-hmm.
The Bulls at this point has played out.
What about a good Miami team?
Yeah, that's the only one that would come close. I don't know. There's something about beating the Pacers that I'm going to enjoy.
Because of Reggie.
In the event that happens.
It's because
he's
of
be on
Reggie.
The pole.
I know.
But they're just, you know why? First of all, they've gotten this is a true rivalry where it feels equal. I know Miami was the same thing, but I wouldn't mind beating them, but it's different. This is a true rivalry, even throughout the height of the 90s, whereas the Knicks had where they got chewed up and spit out by Roy Hibbert years ago with the Melo years. Last year, with the Pacers winning Game 7. This rivalry has been going since the 90s, and every time the Knicks are good, it's been involved with Indiana as well. So, Miami would be the second one, but I want Indiana. This is the team that I would want. I want to beat them and get to the NBA Finals.
And the symbolism of the Knicks getting a reboot here, a year after injuries deprived them of what very well may have been an Eastern Conference run a year ago, it's impossible to ignore it. I mean, this is what it's supposed to be.
Yeah, and with this team being different than it was last year, more talented but not you know, we talked about it with the toughness or whatever, even though they're starting to earn their stripes in that regard in the postseason. Mm-hmm. I felt like the Knicks were going to beat the Pacers last year, and if I think this team is better, and I've said that all year long, I certainly feel good about where they're at right now. Chris is calling from Ossining. What's up, Chris?
What's up, BT Sal?
Chris.
What do you think about Mitchell Robinson? He's playing incredible defense right now.
Yeah, I mean, that's a very obvious but an important observation, and his plus-minus backs it up. He's healthy, and he's a difference maker.
Yes, and like you said, Deuce McBride is great off the bench. He had a great game six, and I think they need to play him a lot more.
See, now I'm not going to thank you for the call, Chris. I'm not going to go they need to play him a lot more. I think they're playing him just perfectly. That's fine. What the Knicks either lack or need is consistency. Deuce has shown flashes before, but he's just not that reliable. He's getting better. There have been some moments where he's been impactful, others where it's like, ah, man, their bench is too thin. Same thing with Cat or whoever else. I think the one issue with the Knicks is not their potential or what they could be at their peak. It's that, can they be what they were Friday night, what they were in game four? Can they be that more consistently for eight more games? If they can, mm-hmm. they are going to win a championship.
Okay, so my answer to that is they should be. Like, my answer is yes, and they should be because, like, it would be unreal. Let's take the Celtics, right? Without Jason Tatum, unrealistic to expect the role players to play the way they did, you know, in game five, right? That just wasn't going to happen again, not to that extent. So that's unrealistic. Is it really unfair or unrealistic to expect the Knicks to play? Again, I keep going back to Cat. With that kind of focus, like, that's something you can control.
Agreed. And they're not going to do it every single game. But, I mean, if they did that, they could beat the Pacers in five. I think you're going to have some off nights. Like, that's kind of built in, which would make me think maybe it goes a little bit longer. I don't know. It's hard to predict, BT, with them because they've been inconsistent. Look at this last series.
Yeah.
I mean, they got
blown. And the Pistons. Both.
The same thing. Pistons, game five, they had an opportunity. They didn't do it. But then they come back and respond in game six. Game two, they lose at home to a Detroit team that they should have beat. You want to say, okay, well, they're learning and they're getting better? Fine. Game one in Boston, getting down big, what looked like it was going to be a blowout. They came back and won. Fine. Game two, same thing. Game three, they did get blown out. Game four was their best. Game four and game six.
Yep.
And then game six, of course, you could say without Tatum. So, like, they've shown flashes of it, but they've also shown that when things aren't going well, they come out with, whether it's a different energy or the shots aren't dropping.
Third quarter stuff that we've chronicled here.
Sloppy with the basketball. Yeah. So they've shown both sides of it. But we know that it's in there. If they play at their best, they can. The majority of the remainder of the games, they will win an NBA championship. Outside of Soto, from the series, I think it's premature to talk about World Series. And I admit guilt where I'm thinking, Mets and Yankees could be in the World Series, Subway Series. Mets have a long way to go. They've got some weaknesses here. And the same thing with the Yankees where I just don't feel great about this team. Yeah, when Max Fried pitches, sure, and Bellinger's starting to hit now, that's nice, but long way to go in the regular season. Will Goldschmidt hold up? How are the Yankees going to handle the outfield? Like, Trent Grisham has been a key part of the season so far. Is he going to continue to perform like that? The pitching, the bullpen. So there's a lot there with both these teams where I'm not so sure yet we're going to be seeing both these teams in the World Series.
Yeah, I'm not booking tickets either. I mean, both of these teams have some issues, and I really didn't think that the Yankees, I've said this a million times, I didn't punch the Yankees just straight through to go to the World Series when we were talking about the season before. There are some before the start of the season. I was a little worried. I thought they'd win 90-ish games, be a playoff team. Wasn't even sure if they were going to win the division. So there was just too many things I had to see come to fruition. Some have been favorable. Some have a ways to go here. Like the at-bat by Volpe really bothered me last night.
Yeah.
It looked like a rookie. I'm not trying to just blast him unnecessarily. You know I love Volpe, but I am worried about his approach at times. That was just an ugly, empty at-bat, bases juice, tie game. You're up 3-0 in the count. You got to be better than that. But some things are starting now. Now you could at least see the shell of a Yankee bullpen where Devin Williams, who was great on Friday, Wow. Devin Williams is now, so two out of the three games against the Mets was really good, although they hit him a couple of Adam balls last night hard. But Loaisiga is back. Obviously, Weaver's got some chops here. And I'll tell you, the Bellinger Grand Slam break, Yankee Stadium home run, little skyscraper or a wall scraper. To me, my favorite play of the night from a hitting perspective was that bullet by Goldschmidt up the middle.
Yeah.
It is so hard to get on top of a 97-mile-per-hour fastball. He somehow did. So when you ask the question, can Goldschmidt maintain this? I'm not going to say absolutely, but the more this, I don't put it this way. I don't think we're in late September and he's like at 250. He looks like he's going to have about a 275, 280-ish kind of year.
He's looked awesome. Now, the good thing would be, let's say, you know, age starts to become a part of Goldschmidt, whatever, or there's a decline, you can move Bellinger to first base.
Correct.
And then use the outfielders. Then all of a sudden, there's not the gluttony of outfielders. You got Stanton potentially coming back. So Yankees should have some depth moving forward. I just don't look at both these teams or either of these teams and say, hey, you know what? I really believe that's going to be a World Series team. Not at this point. Don is calling from Oceanside. What's up, Don?
Boys. So my whole thing with Soto is, as a Yankee fan, I absolutely loved him. If you remember, at the end of the World Series when we lost, the first thing he did was he turned his Yankee cap around, and I was one of the few that said, get rid of him.
Okay.
You hear me?
Yeah, we got
fair
you.
Enough,
yep,
but yeah.
Yep.
I'm sorry. So okay. Anyway, my biggest thing is this. Juan Soto didn't want to be a Yankee. He wanted to be a Met. The most important person to Juan Soto is Juan Soto. Now, the good news for Mets fans is once he understands that the Mets need to be on his back and he can be the greatest Met of all times, then you're going to see Juan Soto. Until then, he's the husband who got to consummate the marriage, and you guys are getting laid to Juan Soto right now. That's my opinion.
Yeah, and thank you for the call, Don. We got a lot of background noise here.
Back there.
Yeah, I don't know what the issue is with Soto. I just know that it's not Juan Soto. This is not, it's not, oh, he doesn't have it anymore. He can't, nobody's concerned about that, obviously. It's he does not look comfortable. Maybe that comes with living up to the contract. Maybe that comes with leaving the Yankees for the Mets. Maybe that comes with getting acclimated to a new clubhouse, period. Although he's been there before, he didn't have any issues getting acclimated to New York or the Yankees last year, which is even more the reason why I wanted the Mets to go get him.
Yeah.
If he did what he did in year one with the Yankees,
yeah,
there's not going to be any issue.
Well, it also shows you that he's very adaptable to the New York stage.
Right.
It's not like he was with the Yankees and hit 271, 27 home runs, got off to a rough start. You know, he was terrific in a lot of stats columns. He had his best year last year for the Yankees, and he stepped up. Now, I don't know the answer to this. I would assume that when you're chasing that type of generational money, that the pressure would be more the pursuit of it rather than trying to justify it. I don't know the answer to that, right? Like, does he feel more comfortable, or did he feel more comfortable going after the money a year ago versus now when he's already gotten the money and he's trying to show everybody in his own way that he's worth every penny? I don't know.
You think that's a part of it?
I'm not trying to flip or be on the fence.
No,
I don't know.
I know. Me neither.
Because he was so calm last year, I find it hard to believe that he's the mental gymnastics have led him to a substandard start. I don't really believe that.
I would guess that it has to be some part of it only because he's never had this type of contract to live up to. I'm not saying that we've never seen him struggle a little bit, but he does not look like himself. I didn't watch him every day with the San Diego Padres, so I don't know. But Juan Soto with the Nationals was always Juan Soto. Juan Soto with the Yankees was always Juan Soto. There's never a period where it's like, I don't know. He may be slumping or struggling a little bit, but it's not like you were questioning his lack of comfort or feeling himself.
Mm-hmm.
Where now you are. So it's either that the contract is getting to him to a certain extent, so he's got to learn to live with the reality of the situation and deal with all that comes with that, or that he's just not comfortable with this team for whatever reason.
I feel like it's more choice B, because if you are trying to show that you're worth the money that you got, I think when you come up short, there would be much more visible frustration. And I'm not seeing visible, which is not a bad thing. It shows that he's under control still. But that's why, and it's a guess, I'm kind of leaning that it's not so much trying to justify the deal. Remember when Gallo got here? He was so tense and tight. He'd strike out. He looked like he wanted to snap a tree in half. Soto, I don't think it's the pressure. He's just not comfortable yet.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.